sing hymn number 126. Our red hymnal 126. Now we want to pray for our staff, that God would empower, God would give grace and strength. And so, not counselors, but anybody else who is on staff for the first period, would you stand? Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Brother Phil, would you pray for these? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your blessing, we pray. God, your blessing tonight, we pray. Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you would cause each one to know why they're here. That there would be a firm conviction in their hearts that you have brought them here to serve you. And that your desire over them is to possess them more fully. That you want to fill them with your Holy Spirit. That you want to empower them to live for you. That you would make them witnesses that you have risen from the dead, that you are alive and that you live in them. And so, Lord, we're asking tonight for an outpouring of your Spirit, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, don't let us be satisfied with anything less that's upon your heart.
Jesus.
Your desire to bless. Your desire to fill. To strengthen. That Jesus would be real. Precious.
Yes, Lord.
That they would walk with him throughout the day. That they would find their joy in his presence. Serving. Giving. And Lord, I pray that you would unite them.
Yes.
That you would unite them in one spirit, one purpose. Lord, that you would show us your glory.
Show us your glory.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Change lives, dear God. Change their lives, I pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I ask this again, that your name would be lifted up. That you would be Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That you would be King. Yes. Oh, Jesus, reign. Reign.
Work
during this period. You are King, Jesus.
Yes.
We believe you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You may be seated. Counselors, don't stand up yet. But real quickly, from the cottage and from the village, could you just give us a very brief synopsis of what your campers will be hearing so that we can pray along those lines as well, starting with the cottage. Who's going to tell us what your... Any volunteers?
So for the third year running, our theme is Jesus. Good the first 2 years we've Psalm 34 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And that's our desire down in the cottage, in our prayer. Pray with us, I'm sure, that we'll magnify Jesus. That our lives, our words, our actions, songs we sing, scriptures we read, his name will be exalted. Then it says, those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. So we do have a theme this year. It's look to the Lamb.
My theme this year is radiant, and it's about looking to the light. And of course, and naturally Jesus, the radiance of God the Father, and turning our focus from the things of the world into the radiance of God, the radiance of Jesus, and then ultimately how our lives can become a reflection of that light. And so if you are praying for us, which we know that you are, we thank you, you can pray that we are able to exhibit God's beauty, his character, his radiance, in a way that will be so attractive, undeniably attractive to the girls that, and to us, that we couldn't help, like moths to a flame, we can't help but be attracted to God's light.
Now you could stand, all the counselors, please. I'm going to ask my wife to pray for you as we join in faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each one of these head counselors, for each one of these counselors, Lord, who have answered your call to come and serve. And Father, I ask you now, we thank you for the message that we have heard tonight, Lord God, for your promise. Lord God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would rain down upon each of these counselors. Lord God, that you would do a mighty work in their hearts, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that they are here. And Lord, we know that they carry things on their heart. They come with burdens, Lord Jesus. But I ask you now, Lord, that you would lift those burdens, that you would take them from them, that they could be focused completely, 100% upon you. Lord, that they would look to you for everything, Lord Jesus, that you would fill them with your wisdom, that you would fill them with discernment, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But most importantly, that you would fill them with your love. An overwhelming love for these children, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that when these girls and the boys look at them, that they will see Jesus, that they will see you, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would start a revival in each one of these counselors' hearts. Oh, Lord, that they would seek you with all their heart. Be their answer, Lord Jesus. Help them to not take their eyes off of you. And, Lord, we trust you and we believe you for a great first period, Lord God, that you will do mighty, mighty things, that children will be saved, children will be healed, family hurts will be healed, Lord God. We believe you and we trust you for that. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
Lord, we pray for our brother Paul, that your hand be upon him. Thank you for your faithfulness to him, Lord. Thank you, God, that you have given him to this camp. We thank you for his faithfulness to you and to others, Lord, over these years. We pray, Lord, that you give him strength and give him grace, O God. Give him wisdom and discernment, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that your blessing rest upon him in his ministry here. Lord, every care and burden that he may carry, Lord, make that light, we pray. Use him for your name's sake, dear God. We thank you for him, for his life, for his example. Lord, we pray for children tonight that are getting ready to come tomorrow and other guests. We pray that you would already begin to work in their heart, dear God. That your Holy Spirit might begin to soften. Lord, that you would prepare soil, break up fallow ground, that your word would be received and bring forth fruit. God, we pray for your protection upon those who are traveling tomorrow. Cover them, Lord, and cover this camp, these months, this summer, dear God. That your protection be here, that your hand be upon each one. Lord, we thank you that you have been good for 80 years. You have been faithful. And Lord, we look forward again now to see great and mighty things accomplished for your name's sake and for your glory. We commit each of these to you tonight, dear God. We pray your blessing of abundance upon them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Closing tonight, we're going to come to the Lord's table. And just one or two small thoughts about this is, I mean, small because I'm trying to be short. They're large thoughts, but we do this in remembrance of Jesus. When we take the bread, when we receive the cup, we do it in remembrance. He says, do this in remembrance of me. And so what do we remember? Well, we remember that he gave himself for us. He gave himself completely. And if you enjoy the blessings of heaven, the blessing of God upon your life, it's because of what Jesus has done. And so we remember his great love for us. The second thought is this. We heard about Pentecost, about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, there's no Pentecost without Calvary. There's no Calvary without Bethlehem. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so Jesus came. Jesus died. Sometimes we end the story at Easter, the resurrection. But the story of Jesus ends at Pentecost. That's when the mission, his mission, was complete. And he gave power to his disciples to carry it on, as Brother John had said. So I just want to see that connection. All of it all comes together. And so tonight as we come, let's remember what Jesus has done, what he's purchased for us. He's purchased a life in the Spirit. You and I can walk with God, can be filled with God. And so let's just examine our hearts. That's good, right? That's what the scripture says. We need to examine our hearts. What does that mean? You know, there are some people that say, well, I can't take communion. I say, why not? Well, I didn't take communion tonight because things aren't right. Well, why didn't you make them right? Now's the time. Yeah. Examine your heart. Make it right. Anything between you and Jesus, well, make it right. Anything between you and brother and sister, well, don't get up now. But as soon as you can, make it right. I'm serious about that. Very serious about that. And so let's sing together, Glory to His Name. And as we sing, I'll ask the brethren to come. You guys are good at this. Come on. 89. I know. Come on. I knew it. Waiting for you. Come on. Praise God. I'm going to ask everyone to stand again as we sing.
My Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Such love. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Jesus.
Now, before we're seated, I'd just like to give you a moment. Is there something you need to bring to the Lord? Come to this fountain, so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Let's just bring everything to the Lord. Bring it under the blood. Maybe there was something today. Well, don't carry it over into tomorrow. Just bring it to Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And so, Lord, we come. We come just as we are. And we claim that blood upon our hearts. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you make it right. Oh, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This communion table also reminds us that we all can partake, that we are one body in Christ. There's no VIPs. There's no one that's better than another. We all come to the foot of the cross, and we're sinners saved by grace.
Thank you.
The same night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Brother Tom, would you return thanks for the bread?
We thank you, Lord, that you were so willing to lay down your life, to be subject to such torture for our sake. Father, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Thank you for bringing to us so great a salvation. And Lord, we want to receive of your fullness tonight. We want to glorify thee. We want you to see of the travail of your soul and be satisfied. Oh God, that you might be pleased. Look upon us. Thank you for the bread of life that you've come to give to us. Help us all to receive this life and life more abundantly. Let our lives be transformed. Let our lives be healed. Let our lives be restored completely. Be glorified in Jesus.
You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. I would ask that as you receive the bread, that you would wait until we all receive, and then we'll partake together. Thank you, Lord. Go in Jesus' name. Was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to die on the
shedding his precious lifeblood, that the sinner might be made free. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we remember your broken body. We remember the stripes that you bore for us. And Lord, your word says that by your stripes we were healed. And Lord, we're believing that you will touch bodies tonight with your healing power.
Yes, Lord.
And so we receive this emblem in faith. Lord Jesus, we remember the sacrifice that you made for us.
Thank you. Thank you.
You became the Lamb of God that takes away the sin, the sickness of the world. So Jesus says, this is my body, broken for you. Eat ye all of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. In like manner, after supper, he took the cup. This cup is the New Testament, the New Covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Brother Mike, would you return thanks for the cup?
Yes, Heavenly Father, the blood that was shed, the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that was shed on Calvary.
Thank you.
Shed to forgive us of our sins and our transgressions, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord, for that sacrifice. We thank you because through that sacrifice you are with us each and every day, Lord. You help us. You stand beside us. We really don't have troubles if we turn to you, Lord, and we give thanks for that. Lord, we praise you.
Yes.
In your name, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
it washes white as snow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Jesus, we thank you that you drank the bitter cup that we could receive this cup of blessing. And so we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
We receive, Lord, the life, the strength, power that you want to impart to each one. This is the New Testament. In my blood, drink ye all of it. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we close tonight, we'll sing number 9 in the camp book. I'll ask the brethren to receive the cups back. Number 9. I'll ask you to stand again as we sing.
Praise.
praise God, I have found it. There is a place where we may be free, free from defeat with power surrounded. Yes, there is victory. Let's walk out in victory into the first period. Amen?
Amen?
He conquers. He sets me free. I take, he gives. Brother Dan, Christina, pray with us, please.
Father, we thank you for meeting your people tonight.
Yes.
We thank you, dear Lord, that you have provided this place for your people to come and to meet with you. And we do pray, Lord, your anointing upon each and every one who is ministering in some capacity here these next 2 weeks. Lord, that you would be glorified, that you would be pleased with the service of your servants here, that you would be pleased to manifest your presence in an ever-increasing amount, Lord, and that you would cause our hearts to have an ever-increasing capacity to receive the blessing that you have for those that have gathered here, both guests and staff and campers. Lord, we look to you to put your seal upon this period, Lord. Keep us, Lord. Prepare us. Set things into us that will last us for all of eternity because we've been here at this time. Go before us, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, I know it's close to 10, and many of you ought to go to bed. But if you really feel the Lord wants you to just wait upon him, this place is dedicated to that purpose. And so I would ask that if you go, that you'd go quietly, and so that those who want to stay can do that. God bless you.